Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The best value in pasture horn fly control just got better. Altacid IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacid IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacid IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit AltacidIGR.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
As a farmer, I want a cooperative that's there for me.
Not the other way around.
A local co-op that works for me and works with CHS.
To connect me with local experts I know and trust.
And put a global network of markets and supply at my fingertips.
A co-op that's here to help us.
Own every day.
When you're an owner of a local cooperative connected to CHS, you get local expertise, a proven efficient supply chain, and global market access. Learn more at cooperativeownership.com.
Well, livestock futures finished pretty strong here today after being lower early. The April live cattle are 119.05, up 27. June live cattle $1.20 higher at 120.12. That was right on their high. The high today for June was 120.17 before closing at 120.05. So right there on the high or near the high. And a little bit of a reversal over the last 3 days. We're back below the moving averages and closing the highest level in the last 3 days after that big sell-off that finished last week. The high that day on that reversal day was just over 122, so about $2 away from where it is now. The August, we're up 97 at 119.10. October, up 92 at 122.72. The feeder cattle were 45 higher in March at 135.52. That was just slightly off of their high. The April's up 77 at 140.20. May's up 70 at 145.80. And that difference between the March feeders and the August feeders is just about $20 spread. And that's the most I've ever seen the difference between March and May. I've seen over the years people sell the March and then roll it to August when March comes right now, this time of year. But it's never been that wide. You know, I remember $16 a few years ago, but at $20, that is a record.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 25th on Dish Network Channel 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 29,500 head will be offered, 8,500 yearling steers, 4,400 yearling heifers, over 12,000 weaned calves. Now, if you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call for information 800-422-2117.
On today's grain futures market was higher around the board here. We were 1 to 2.5 higher in the corn with May corn up 2 3/4 at 551 3/4. July corn up 2 3/4, 534. And December up 1 1/4 here at 469 1/4. December corn is below the 20-day moving average, but right at the 50-day. We need some additional positive news to get that market moving back on the upside. The wheats were higher across the board, and they had somewhat of a reversal today with the Chicago July up 7 3/4 at 627, the Kansas City July up 6 at 590 1/4. Today's low was all the way down in the mid-570s, went as low as early in the session, went as low as 573 even, but then bounced back to close at 590. Some people would call that a little bit of a reversal. And today's cotton market was $1.09 lower on May at 83.53, the July 84.60 down 101, and December new crop was at 81.32 down 88 cents. We're starting to get that cotton. People are gearing up to get that cotton planted here, and the market is under pretty good pressure. And to finish the month of March, we have the planting intentions and grain stocks, which will be Wednesday of next week on the 31st at 11 a.m., so that'll be the next thing we begin to focus on.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.